Just to go back to 2 points from yesterday. The first point is in terms of the Rambam passing that Ein Danim B'Shabbos applies to the Tefillah as opposed to the Pashas of the Gemara. So one explanation we gave was that it might be Machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. So we mentioned, Yisrael pointed out that the Gemara in Beitza says that you can't do Chalitza on Shabbos either. So that's true. So I think the way they explain it is that, this is found in a footnote in the Ritva, is that you can't perform Chalitza on Shabbos according to the Bavli. The Bavli explains because it's Gzir Shem Yechtov. They're going to come to write it down, which is the general Yisrael of Gzir Shem Yechtov, or why it's usher to be to have a bezin on Shabbos. But it's specifically to Chalitza. The Gemara says specifically to Chalitza that there's a Gezer Hashem Yechtov because there's a Shtar Chalitza, because you have a Shtar Chalitza. And the implication is, for the Bavli, is that but if there's no reason to write something down, so then there wouldn't be an Isser. As opposed to the Yerushalmi, if you look up the Yerushalmi there, in Beitza, so the Yerushalmi over there says that the reason why it's usher to have chalitza, to do chalitza on Shabbos, because they ain't done it on Shabbos, is just because it's mishpat, it's a beis din. They don't explain because gzeir shem yechtov. Obviously, the reason behind just having a beis din to begin with is gzeir shem yechtov. But apparently, for the Yerushalmi, it seems like it just turned into a low plug that as long as it has the status of a beis din, so therefore it's usher. So then that would also come to include the beis din that's necessary for gerus, even though we don't. There's no chashash that you're going to come to write it down. There's no din that you have to have a shtar for the gerus. But still, according to the Yerushalmi, it's still under the category of a beis din, and so therefore you wouldn't be able to do it on Shabbos. And the Rambam would be going like the Yerushalmi.
Doesn't the quote of the Gemara in the Bavli was being done before Shabbos near like Mishpat, and it's not shy to have Siva.
Yeah, so before is a separate case, which I don't want to get into right now, but before is a separate case. Fine, so that was one issue, and now I want to get back to the Rambam, and then we'll deal with some of the halakha maisa. So we left off with the Rambam with a bunch of questions. I just want to chazer some of the questions, not all the questions, and hopefully we'll give some sort of explanation to the Rambam. So the first thing that we mentioned, or that we'll mention now, is that L'doros, a guy is nechlas l'bris through three things, through mila, tula, and atas harkoban. And what is bris? He says l'chani is l'bris l'usosif tachas karfeshkina v'kava lav ol Torah. That's in Yud Gimel Dalet. So the question is, what about kabbalas mitzvos? Where do we find kabbalas mitzvos here? Is it required? Is it not required? That's in Halacha Dalet. In Yud Gimel Tes, and also from Yud Gimel Zayin, it seems like Tvila Beino Levin Atzmo, even if it's in front of two, you're not a ger, and it sounds like it's just Ma'akib. Also from Yud Gimel Tes, he gives a whole different explanation to the case of Memhei Beis, and one possible reason for that might be that he holds that Tvila has to be in front of three, and if we're going to say that Tvila neither works as the Tvila's here is, so then that's in general not in front of a Beisin of three. So if that's the case, if it's really Ma'akev, so then we had the question of, in Yud Gimel Vav, the Rambam says that B'dyevet, Tefillah B'Laila works. So if Tefillah really needs Bezdin, it's Ma'akev for Tefillah to have a Bezdin, so then why would it be that Tefillah B'Laila works? If it needs a Bezdin, so then it really shouldn't work B'Laila B'dyevet. So we gave some explanations yesterday. We rejected the explanation to say that it's the Gemara Din because the Rambam seems to hold that Mila does not require a Beis Din, and we have yet to find the content of Kabbalas Mitzvos. And then we gave a different explanation to say that since it's the only step in the process that requires a Beis Din, the Tefillah is the only step in the process that requires a Beis Din, so therefore who says that that's the Tchilas Din? Maybe it's the Gemara Din. Maybe it's not the Gemara Din vis-a-vis the Mila, because Mila doesn't require a Beis Din, but perhaps if it's the only step of the process, who says it's the Tefillah Din? Maybe it's the Gemara Din. It's just you only have is one step. All you have is one step, so then maybe that is viewed as the Gemara Din. So that, we dealt with that yesterday. Okay, so just that's still another question that we're going to deal with today. Why is it that it works at night if we require a Beis Din, even B'dyevet? And then another question we had was in Yud Gimel Vav. He says, "V'tzarech litvul b'fnei shlosha." It has to be in front of three. And it says, Ho vada v'tzarach bezdin. So he just changes the lashon here from bifnei shlosha, you need in front of three, and then he says, Ho vada v'tzarach bezdin, because it needs bezdin. And then finally, in Halacha Zayin, he says, Ho v'no levin atzmo, you're not a ger, and then he says, V'nisgayer b'no levin atzmo, eno ger. So what does it mean, V'nisgayer b'no levin atzmo? What are you performing here, this nisgayer b'no levin atzmo, such that it's not tefillah? He says, Tefillah b'no levin atzmo, then he says, V'nisgayer b'no levin atzmo, what is this category of V'nisgayer b'no levin atzmo? What else is there? So perhaps we could explain the Rambam as follows. The Rambam, we said, doesn't mention Kabbalah and Mitzvos as a step in the process. He says, Tzarach Mila v'tila v'artzos korban. But it seems when he describes what does it mean to become a ger, how do you define, what does he want to do, what does he want to accomplish? He says, V'chein l'daros, kishiyirta hagay. What is this? L'hichonis l'bris, to enter into the bris, u'stofev tachas kanfei shechina, v'yikabalav ol Torah. It seems that the process isn't Kabbalah and Mitzvos, but what you're trying to accomplish is the Kabbalah and Mitzvos, v'yikabalav ol Torah. That is the difference between the process and just what is it that you want to accomplish? What are you trying to accomplish here? What is Geras? What is that transformation of Geras? And so that transformation, you're going from being a guy to being what? To being somebody who's Mekabal ol Torah, to somebody who's being machlis into the bris, and somebody who's the histofe tachas kanfei hashchina. So that's what's changing. The change that occurs is that you're entering into the bris and that you're being mekabel the Torah. So it's true, it's not part of the process of tzarach mila v'tila v'artos korban. There's a process of mila and tila, but there's also what is the transformation here? What is occurring through this transformation? And so how do we define geiros is different than the process. The definition of geiros is the fact that you want to accept upon yourself the Ol Torah. That's the Kabbal of Ol Torah. That's Shiyutza Goy Lichonis. That is what the geiros process is accomplishing. So you have the process, and you have what is it that you want to accomplish through the geiros process. So we'll get back to this in a minute, but perhaps once that's the definition of what the geiros is, what am I accomplishing through the geiros? So when in Halacha Zayin he says, Tavo b'no levin atzmo, v'nis gayer b'no levin atzmo, afilu b'fnei shnayim eino ger. So what is v'nis gayer b'no levin atzmo? So we have tefillah. Tefillah is the process. And what is v'nis gayer? And the geiros, what does it mean that the geiros happens by yourself? So perhaps that's the transformation of the geiros. That which you want to accomplish, not necessarily the process of Mila and Tefillah, which occurred by our Sinai, but just what is being accomplished when a Ger is Misgayer. So that Kabbalah of Ol Torah, that can't take place, Bino Levinatzmo. That requires a Beis Din. That's what Benitzgayer Bino Levinatzmo is referring to. And that's where I point this out. They want to say Benitzgayer Bino Levinatzmo is referring to the Kabbalah Samitzos. Because that is the definition of the transformation of gears. It's the fact that I'm being Mekal Mitzos and I'm entering into the bris. And according to that, we would require Beis Din for the tefillah, and then we would also require Beis Din for this transformation. It's a little strange. It's not the process, but this is actually what's happening through the gears. But apparently, what's happening through the gears also requires a Beis Din. The Kabbalah Samitz itself also requires a Beis Din. So we said the Mila does not require a Beis Din, but the tefillah requires Beis Din, and the v'nisgayer b'no levin atzmo, the transformation, that which is occurring of the Kabbalah mitzvos, so that also requires a Beis Din. So if that's the case, why does the Rambam divide this up into two different halachos? In halacha vav, he discusses that we need Beis Din by the tefillah. Tzarach shlosha, v'hol v'davar tzarach Beis Din, so then he goes into various dinim and ramifications of the fact that we need Beis Din by the tefillah, that you can't do it on Shabbos or on Yom Tov, you can't do it at night, l'chat chila. And then in Halacha Zayin, he separates between the two, and he adds the point of tefillah b'no levin atzmo, but then he also adds the fact that we need Beis Din by the Kabbalah Samitzos. Why doesn't he just put all of them together and say then, and therefore, these are the following halachos? for a Beis Din. And also, we pointed this out yesterday, and Halakha Zayin is just a very strange halakha. It's seemingly a bunch of random halakhas. You have Gir Katan, you have Yoris Uberes, then you have this din of Talabin Olavin Atzmo, and then finally you have this case of where the Gir says, Niskarati Bubez Dinu Shaploni Vihit Biluni, that he's not believed until he brings Eden. I'm going to give a suggestion. I'm not sure if it's going to answer all the questions or if it's a sufficient answer for all the questions, but at least it's a starting point. Hopefully we'll have a starting point here, and hopefully the conversation will continue. I don't think this answers all the questions necessarily sufficiently. So we pointed out, we had the Maharam in the Rush, who explained that you could require Beis Din by Tefillah, right? And he explains that the reason why, the way we have Beis Din by the Tefillah of the Tefillah's Nida is based on the Anan Tzadi. So we do require a Beis Din, it just could be accomplished through the Anan Tzadi. And then he asks, but if that's the case, so then how does it work at night? And so his first answer is that it's a Din for Mishpat. And Mishpat teaches us we need three, but we do not require it to be done at night. So we explain that, what kind of idea is this? To require it, once it says Mishpat, so then it should be all or nothing. It either has the rules of Beis Din or doesn't have the rules of Beis Din. So we explain that he's going for the opinion that a Beis Din, Anan Tzadi, is sufficient for a Beis Din. So if an Anan Tzadi is sufficient for a Beis Din, so this is obviously not your regular Beis Din. We're dealing with a different type of Beis Din here. So we said that the type of Beis Din that we're dealing with is, let's say, a Beis Din Lekima Davar. Just like we need Eden Lekima Davar, so too we need Beis Din Lekima Davar. So once that's the case, so then it can be done at night. We're not dealing with your typical Beis Din. So the din is that you need three. But other dinim of a Beis Din, so maybe we don't need that. So perhaps the Rambam is going along similar lines as the Maharam. Not exactly, but along similar lines as the Maharam. The Rambam says, V'tzarach lifto b'fnei shlosha. Then he says, Hol v'adar v'tzarach Beis Din. We ask, why does it say shlosha, and then he changes it to Beis Din. So maybe the idea is that v'tzarach lifto b'fnei shlosha, the tefillah has to be b'fnei shlosha. It needs three. Not necessarily it needs a Beis Din initially. It needs three. Why does it need three? It needs to be in the presence of three. Just like some dinim, like Kiddushin, needs Eden Lekima Davar. It only has to be in the presence of two. There's a din that just has to be in the presence of two. So then you could also have a Eidus Lekima Davar, where two is insufficient, but it needs to be done in front of three. It has to be Bifnei Shlosha. It's just a din that it has to be in front of three. As a Beis Din Lekima Davar, or an Eidus Lekima Davar of three. Two is insufficient, but it needs to be through three. And that's what we're learning from Mishpat, teaching us that we need three Lekima Davar. But this is very different than a regular Beis Din. A Beis Din by the Tefillah would be a very different type of Beis Din. So once you need three, So three is very different than two. Two is Eidus and three is a Beis Din. So it's true, three is necessary for Lekima Davar as opposed to the two. But once you need three, so then that three creates the status of a Beis Din. It's not the fact that it needs to be done in front of a Beis Din. It has to be done in front of three. But once it has to be done in front of three, so what is three? Three turns into a Beis Din. So once it turns into a Beis Din, so there are various ramifications that once it's a Beis Din. It has to be done in front of three. Three is not Eidus, three is a Beis Din. So once it's a Beis Din, so once it has to be done in front of three, Lekima Davar, the Rambam tells us, Hol v'adavar tzarach Beis Din. Three as a number is viewed as a Beis Din, it's not viewed as Eidus. So then there are various ramifications. But the starting point is that it just has to be done in front of three. It doesn't have to be done in front of, it doesn't have to be defined as a Beis Din, it just has to be in front of three. Once it has to be done in front of three, so then that's defined as a Beis Din. So therefore the Rambam has to tell you the various ramifications that apply to a Beis Din. It can't be done in Shabbos, it can't be done in Yom Tov, and it can't be done at night. But that's only L'chatchila that it can't be done at night. It could be done at night, because it doesn't have the regular dinim of a Beis Din. It's not your regular Beis Din. It just has to be done in the presence of three. It's just L'chad Chila, it doesn't have to be done at night. Some Achronim are even medayik in the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't say that it has to be done during the day. He never says that it has to be done during the day, like a regular Beis Din. He just says that the lo belayla, it shouldn't be done at night. As a L'chad Chila, it shouldn't be done at night. But he never actively says that it has to be done during the day. If this was a regular Beis Din, so then he would say in the positive that it would have to be done during the day. He doesn't say that in the positive that it has to be done during the day. He just says that it doesn't have to be, it shouldn't be done at night. Okay, that's what some are medayik then. Yeah.
Could you explain the Lashon Rambam otherwise? The reason he says it's mishlosh at the beginning is that he's trying to replicate the Lashon of Gemara as much as possible. Right? So the Yotam of the Lashon is Ger Tzar Mishlosha. And the Rambam changes the word Ger, he's trying to clarify which aspect of Ger. So he says it's Tzar Litzvah with Mishlosha. And he changes it to Beis Din, but the whole of Adar Tzar Beis Din, because he couldn't say Shlosha. You can't say the whole of Adar Tzar Shlosha.
I don't know. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say in front of three? So I'm explaining for Rabbi Yochanan.
He's telling him how many judges you need.
Right. Not.
But why would he just say they need Beis Din?
Beis Din could be, he's telling you how many three.
Maybe he only one is sufficient.
Okay, it's possible. It's possible that he could have said only one. But once if that's what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching you, So then, it's possible. It's possible that that's what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching. You're saying based on the Avnei Nezer, as opposed to one, as opposed to Beis Din of one,
yeah.
Beis Din of three. Okay, it's possible. You could have said like a Beis Din of three. Okay, but I hear the point.
Would the Shabbos
for sure it would work Shabbos Neftim. But that's true for all the dinim. So then we come on to Halacha Zayin. So we have essentially three halachos in Halacha Zayin. And I think point to the fact that Halacha Zayin is discussing the role of Beis Din in the Geirus process. Ger Chatan Mafil Lo Saw Das Beis Din Shizchus Hilo. So we're going to discuss Ger Chatan in the last week, but the role of Beis Din by Ger Chatan is potentially a lot more of an active role that they're playing. By the Ger Katan. They are the ones that are being mezakehim, potentially the kavos of mitzvos, or whatever zchus it is to be a Jew. So Beis Din is actively involved in that. We'll get to that sugya and ksubis in the last week. But Beis Din is playing a bigger role there. It's possible Mubarish and his Gaira is just mentioned there, because once we're dealing with Ger Katan, it discusses also what happens in a case where it's just an Uber, where it's even less than a Ger Katan, which is called an Uber. So Agav, he mentions that. Then he says, Tal bin Olavin Atzmo, Vinisgayar bin Olavin Atzmo. He adds on here the case of Vinisgayar bin Olavin Atzmo of Kabbalah and Mitzvos. And then he has the last case here of Bava Amar Nisgayarti Beis Dino Shal Ploni Beit Biluni. That I was misgayer in the Beis Din of Ploni v'hit biluni. And also here the Rambam has like a more active lashon of what the Beis Din is accomplishing through the tefillah. V'hit biluni is that like Beis Din is actively being matvil me. It's like an interesting lashon there. So again, this is all as a suggestion. I'm not definitely not bound to this. But perhaps Halacha Zayin is discussing the role of Beis Din. The fact that the role of Beis Din might be more of an active role then halacha vav. Halacha vav, we said, is bifnei shlosha. It's in front of three. And Beis Din is acting as Beis Din l'kiyam ha-davar, just like two could act as Eidus l'kiyam ha-davar. So then so too, bifnei shlosha, in this case, we need three for l'kiyam ha-davar, and then memela, they turn into a Beis Din. Once they're three, they turn into a Beis Din. Perhaps the role of Beis Din by the Tefillah is different than the role of Beis Din by the Kabbalah and Mitzvah. The role of Beis Din by the Tefillah is there to act as Beis Din l'kiyam ha-davar. But we said that there are two different roles that Beis Din could play here by the Gerus. They could either act as Beis Din l'kiyam ha-davar, or they could act as a Beis Din to create the Chalos Gerus, to give their stamp of approval on the Gerus itself. And so maybe that's what Beis Din is accomplishing, both by the Ger Katan and by the Nizgayar Beino Levein Atzmo. That by the Ger Katan, Beis Din definitely plays a bigger role there. They're definitely actively involved in making this Ger Katan into a Ger. And so therefore their role is different than just the Kima Davar. They're actively involved. They're creating the Chalos for the Ger Katan. And that's also what they're accomplishing by the Nizgayar Beino Levein Atzmo. They're the ones, we need Beis Din by the Kabbalah and Mitzvos, because it's not a step in the process that we need the Beis Din there just to create the Kima Davar, that step has been accomplished. But that is the transformation. Beis Din is giving over that transformation. So it's highlighting the role that Beis Din is playing. V'nisgayar b'no l'vinatzma afhilu b'shnei shneim eino ger. So in Achanami, there's a question why he repeats Tavo b'no l'vinatzma, which I'm not answering. I don't have an answer for. It could be just agav in his gar bino levin atzmo. But again, it's a question why it's there, and it's a question why it's repeated. He has it also in halacha vav, and in halacha vav he could have just said that it's eno ger even leikuva. So it's a question. These are questions which I don't have answers for. But agav in his gar bino levin atzmo, he does say tavo bino levin atzmo. But the new part of this halacha is v'nis gar bino levin atzmo, is the fact that this part, which is not a step in the process, but it's really, this is the Geras itself, the fact that he's being mekabel upon himself, the mitzvos, so there, Beis Din is also playing an active role. Just like by Ger Katan, he's playing an active role. Beis Din is playing an active role. So too over here, by the Nizgayar Beino Levein Atzmo, Beis Din is playing more of an active role. They're creating the Chalos. And then it's also just highlighted in this case of the Hidviluni, that Beis Din, even though it's dealing with the Tefillah, but at the end of the day, once Beis Din, this guy is coming and he's saying that Beis Din, not that, he doesn't say that I did tefillah in front of three. He says that Beis Din turned me into a ger. He comes and he's made by himself. Niskayarti Beis Din Shaploni. That Beis Din is the one that was megayar me. Behit biluni. And then, like after the fact, after everything took place, so they were the ones that were actively involved in my whole ger's process. So he's not believed until he brings the Eidim. So perhaps that's also highlighting the fact that I wasn't misgayar. It was Beis Din. It wasn't in front of three. He didn't say I did tefillah in front of three, and I should be a good ger. He says Niskayarti Beis Din Shaploni. I was misgayar Beis Din Shaploni v'hit biluni. And also they were matamli. Also the tefillah was in front of three. So this also highlights. In the end of the day, who made me a ger? It wasn't just the process itself of performing mila and tefillah in front of three, but there's a concept here of saying Niskayarti Beis Din Shaploni, and also I performed the process. It's Niskayarti, and also I did the tefillah in front of three. So here, the Ger is also, he's not just saying, I did the process, but he's saying that Beis Din accepted me. They created that Chalos. So for all three, one second, for all three, by the Ger Katan, by the Nisgayar Beino Levein Atzmo, and by the Ger, when he's made on it, what does he have to say? It's not enough for him to say that I performed the process. He also has to say, Niskayarti Beis Din Shaploni. And I also performed the process. But the point of Halacha Zayin is to show the fact that Beis Din is playing more of an active role to create that Chalos. Right?
You can also bring another two rayas from the Rambam that doesn't play an active role in the Geros from Halacha Tes and Yod. In Halacha Tes, he says, "V'achofi she'im shem edim shem edim b'fnei mi niskayru." They don't say
"b'fnei mi
niskayru," they say "b'fnei mi," which also highlights how much of an active role Beis Din plays. And Halacha Yod, he says, "V'achofi she'im shem edim shem edim b'fnei niskayru b'Beis Din ne'ema." Yeah, he could have just said
Vinny
Sky, but he's also
emphasized It could be that just in halacha yud that he's trying to emphasize, he's trying to show that it was important to read. That you, it's maker adin that you need to have the tefillah, at the very least, the tefillah in front of three. But I agree. I hear it.
But he doesn't emphasize that he does mila. You also need to do a mila. He doesn't mention that either. I mean, they're all
no, it's true. For him, the mila, they just have to look and see if he did mila. The mila doesn't have to be in front of three.
Right.
But it could be the tefillah. But I agree. It's a good heart. So Bezin has to play an active role. By the Viniskar Benilu Benatzo, by the Kabbalah Mitzvahs, they're playing more of an active role. It's possible that Halacha Vav and Halacha Zayin is differentiating between the roles that Beis Din is playing. Halacha Vav, Beis Din is playing the role of Bifnei Shlosha, where Beis Din is just Lekima Davar. With regards to the process itself, when you're going through the process, and for the Rambam, the only part of the process which needs Beis Din is the Tefillah, so when you're going through the process, so then Beis Din is just acting as a Beis Din Lekima Davar. But when he's actually going through that transformation, where he's been this gayer beino levein atzmo, where he's becoming a ger, he's being mekabel mitzvos, that's not the process, but that's when Beis Din is giving their stamp of approval, so then Beis Din plays a different role there. And Beis Din is creating that chalos. So again, it's a question as to why in Halacha Vav the Rambam decides to mention the various ramifications for Beis Din, and as opposed to in Halacha Zayin, where he's discussing Nisgar Beino Levein Atzmo. So I'm not 100% sure why he does that specifically in Halacha Vav. It's possible that there's more of a Chiddush in Halacha Vav, because Halacha Vav is Beis Din Lekima Davar, as opposed to Beis Din paskening or creating a Chalos. But that's still an open question. But hopefully this will lead us to thinking about the Rambam more, and these are just some ideas to try to figure out within the Rambam. You could ask, where did the Rambam get this from, that there are two different roles that the Beis Din plays in terms of the Geirus process? That there's a Beis Din Lekima Davar, and you also have a Beis Din that's necessary to create the Chalos. But again, we know that there are also two different sources for the need for Beis Din, so it's possible that the two different sources are different, dealing with the different roles that Beis Din is playing. That Mishpat, Rabbi Yochanan's requirement for three, might be different role that Beis Din is playing than the Braisa of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda might be dealing with a different role that Beis Din is playing. Yeah?
Could you please explain again the difference between the two roles? Isn't it a key of the usually mean that they're creating the
Chalos? No, in Eidus by Kiddushin, they're not creating the Chalos, it just has to be in the presence. In order for you need this act for this to be in the presence of two. It doesn't necessarily mean that they have to create the chalos. In fact, they could just be the edim there, according to some Rishonim, they don't even have to see the action itself. They just, the ring is by the man, and then 5 seconds later, so they see that the woman has the ring, and it's fine. It's good enough for edus lekima davar. They're not the ones that are creating this. It's after the fact, after the whole maisa took place. They didn't even see the maisa, so they're just, there are edim there, and they know that it took place, but it just has to be in the presence of two. So two over here. The process itself just has to take place in the presence of three. But it's very different than saying that they're the ones that are, they're giving, their the geirus wouldn't take place until Beis Din says he's a ger. It's very different. Beis Din has to say that he's a ger. I don't know if they actively have to say it, but Beis Din is acting as such. Okay, so that's in terms of the Rambam. Let's quickly go through some of the,
According to this notion that there's a dual function in the Beis Din of Geirus, would that be shot and why Rashi and one side of Tosfos go to the different pasuk for the Rambam?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Okay. Because those are the two, between Mevav and Beis Din, Mezayin and Aleph, we have a brace of Rabbi Huda, we have this statement of Rabbi Yochanan. We also have two different psukim that they're dealing, according to some Rishonim, Rabbi Yehuda is dealing with Shvat Dem, and then there's also Mishpat Echad Yeh Lachem Lager, which is quoted by some of the Rishonim. So perhaps that's where the Rambam is coming from. Anyway, these are all just, it's not definitive, this is just ideas to think about. Okay, so let's get to some of the various issues in terms of Beis Din. L'maisa. We'll quote the Shulchan Aruch. In Reish Samech Ches Gimel, Paskins is Kol Inyanei Hager Bein Lodiyah Hamitzvos Lekavlon Bein Amila Bein Atfilah Tzarech Shia BeGimel Hacherim Lodin Ubayo. We need the whole process. Mila, Tfila, and Kabbalah Mitzvos requires three. The Mila is a little bit of a chiddush because the Mila, only some of the Rishonim mentioned Mila as a requirement. We have that for the Ritva. The Rashi says it as a lechatfila. Most of the Rishonim do not mention Mila, but the Rishonim does say that we require Mila lechatfila. Then he says Miudafila lechatfila. All this is a lechatfila. Avu b'diavad im lo mal otaval ela b'fnei beis. Ubalayla atu lo otaval shem geras ala isha taval kerio. Bishish tavol nidosa. Passings like the Gemara Mevhei beis. Have a ger umutar b'Yisraelis. Chutz mikabal zemitzvos. The only thing that's required in Me'ikra Adin, the only step of the process that's required in Me'ikra Adin is the kabal zemitzvos from Akeves im ina bayom b'sholsha. That has to be during the day, and that has to be with three. That's his first sheet that he quotes. That there's a chilek between lechatilah b'diavad, and then he says ulaharif ulaharambam. Afilu b'diavad shetavol amal b'fnei shnayim o v'layla ma'akev v'aser b'Yisraelis. He says, for the Rif, it's also only lechatchila, but it has ramifications. That if you do not perform the tefillah or the milah, he says, either one, if it's not performed in front of three, so then it would be aser lechatchila to marry, and b'diavad, if you got married, so then it's fine, the child is still kasher. So it is interesting that the Shulchan Aruch says that this is the sheet of the Rambam. The way we read the Rambam, seems like it's ma'akev. The fact that you need tefillah b'fnei shlosha, at the very least, tefillah b'fnei shlosha, also this other b'niskayer, b'nolavinatz, or whatever that is, it sounds like the tefillah is ma'akev. But the Shulchan Aruch puts the Rif and the Rambam together, which is interesting. The other Rishonim that say in the Rif, they say in the Rambam? Okay, we'll discuss it. Okay, that makes sense. Fine, so the Shulchan Aruch does add Mila. The Dogam Ravava is quoted in the Pesach HaTshuva, and also you have the Dogam Ravava here. He says something which is interesting. He says the fact that we need likuva, the kabbalas and mitzvos, as opposed to the tefillah mila, he says hainu beger gadol. We're only dealing with the ger gadol. She etzel kabbalas and mitzvos ikker, the kabbalas and mitzvos is ikker. Lekacha mila v'atfila inu ela gemar hadavar v'sagi below shosha v'afilu belayla. He says, but the mila and tefillah it's just the Gemara davar, but the Iker is the Kabbalah mitzvos, and that's enough with three even at night. Aval ger katan, that's only with regards to ger gadol, but with regards to ger katan, shelo shach bal Kabbalah mitzvos. So we'll get to this when we deal with ger katan. But the Dogam Ravava is assuming here, which is also very important, that the ger katan, shelo shach bal Kabbalah mitzvos, there's no concept of Kabbalah mitzvos by the ger katan. Vahatvila hi Iker. And the tvila is the Iker, shematvila no toa das beizdin, lukuli ama, tzarach lios bayom vifne shlosha. With regards to ger katan, it changes in terms of what's ikr and what's not ikr. For the ger katan, the tefillah turns into the ikr. Therefore, it has to be bayom ubifnei shlosha. So the Dogam Ravava himself doesn't mention the Mila being the Iker. He only mentions the Tefillah being the Iker. So what about the Mila by Ger Katan? Why could does the Mila have to be Bifnei Shlosha Ubayom? So Rav Moshe discusses this in Yerodei Aleph Kuf Nun Ches, and it seems that he read the Dogam Ravava to say that even with regards to the Mila, this is the same Rav Moshe that says that he's medayik in the Shulchan Aruch in the Torah, where he says that the Milah or Tefillah has to be in front of three, Likuva, it has to be in front of three, depending on whichever one is less. If the Tefillah is less, the Moshe is Likuva, depending on whichever one is less. If the Tefillah is less, then it has to be Likuva, and if Milah is less, then it has to be Likuva. That Moshe discusses that, and he also discusses this issue of the Dagum Ravava. Just quickly, to go through them, because I don't have so much time, I want to end on time. Rav Moshe, in Aleph, Kufn, and Tess, you can see it inside, he deals with the issue as to whether Beis Din has to be consisting of Talmidei Chachamim. The Gemara on Memzayim Aleph and Memzayim Beis, says that we need to have Talmidei Chachamim. And so he says that, but the Shulchan Aruch does not mention that. That it has to be Talmidei Chachamim. The Ramah in Reish Samach has Beis adds in parentheses Talmidei Chachamim. The Rambam does not mention Talmidei Chachamim. And the Rav Moshe explains that when the Gemara said Talmidei Chachamim, we really need Talmidei Chachamim just because someone has to teach him the mitzvah. Someone has to ask him if he's Makabal the mitzvah. So you have to have somebody there who knows what they're talking about in terms of Kabbalah and mitzvahs. So he says, really, it could just be one of the three. As long as one of the three are there to teach him about Kabbalah and mitzvahs, so then that's sufficient. And he says that's also what the Rambam meant. When the Rambam says Talmidei Chachamim, he's not there to tell you that all three have to be consistent of Talmidei Chachamim, but he's there that for the Beis Din, it's just that we need Talmidei Chachamim so that they know what they're talking about when they're telling him about Kabbalah and mitzvahs. Could the Beis Din consist of three that are not Shomer Torah mitzvahs? So Rav Moshe in Yoredei Chelek Beis Kuf Chav Gimel says that they have to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs. He says, "Vinvade lo hayu shomer Torah, like echa mehen lo hayu shomer Torah, yitzdarek am levarach al tefillah." He says, if they're not shomer Torah mitzvah, so then you have to do the whole process over again, even with a bracha. There's a whole discussion now about what happens if you have a Beis Din that they're not makbid on Kabbalah and mitzvahs. Let's say you have a Beis Din that they're not makbid on Kabbalah and mitzvahs. What happens if they perform a gerus where they had Kabbalah and mitzvahs there? Could they act as the Beis Din? In general, or often, they're not makbid on Kabbalah and mitzvahs. And this one time, so there was Kabbalah and mitzvahs here. This ger was serious about it, and he was makabal mitzvahs, so could they act as the Beis Din or not? So this is really based on Or Sameach. The Har Tzvi quotes this. And also the Tshuvas von Hagos also quotes this, a similar idea. They want to say that this depends on why it is that nowadays we don't require mumchim. Potentially depends on this issue. Right? We had two different reasons that are brought down in the Rishonim why we don't need mumchim nowadays. One is based on Shlichus Sayu, and the other one is based on the Drasha of Ludor Sefer. So this is already coming from the Rosh Hameach. He wants to say that if it's based on Shlichus Sayu, so then they're really acting as a shaliach for the Beis Din Mumchen. They're really acting as a shliach. So you can only have a Beis Din act as a shliach if they're doing things kedas u'kedin. If they're a real Beis Din that are doing things kedas u'kedin, so then they can act as a shliach. No, because otherwise they wouldn't be appointed to begin with.
This isn't real shliach. I mean, a dead person can't appoint a shliach either.
It's true. But we're assuming that whoever they would want to appoint, so then they would appoint. Whoever they don't want to appoint, they wouldn't appoint. In terms of this form of shlichus, the Har Tzvi has a shaila where there's a place where they had a takana that they weren't accepting gerim anymore because there were too many gerim who were not really serious about it, and it was shalol l'shem shemayim. They made a takana that they're not accepting gerim anymore in such a place. So the shaila is there was a Beis Din which did accept the gerim. They went against the takana. So he says it's based on shlichus hayu, since they went against the takana, so perhaps it wouldn't work because shlichus hayu only works if they were appointed, but the takana itself, there was a takana there by the gedolim of that area of that country to say that we're not accepting gerim anymore. So they're going against the takana. So perhaps based on shlichus hayu wouldn't work. But if it's based on l'dor seichem, so then it should work because it's not based on shlichus. L'dor seichem tells me that I don't need mumchen anymore, and then perhaps it would work. So the Tshuvas von Hagos, of Sternbach, he's of the opinion, and I brought down a bunch of tshuvas here, where you could go through these tshuvas, where he says that once the Beis Din is not makar in kabbalas mitzvos. So then, even if you have a case where the person is mekabel mitzvos, so then it wouldn't be a good beis din. That's what he wants to suggest. And then there's a later tshuva that he has in Dal Reish Lamed, where he, based on a shas of chak situation, the guy was about to get married. He was a ger for many years, and he's really makbid on mitzvahs. He was makbid on mitzvahs from day one, and he's about to get married, and then all of a sudden this issue came about that maybe it wasn't in front of a good beis din. And if you say that he can't get married now, so then it's going to create a lot of embarrassment. Like, he's about to get married the next day. It's going to create a lot of embarrassment to the whole family, that he wasn't really a Jew, and you're going to delay the wedding, and all these things. So it's a shas of chak situation. So he says, in such a situation over there, he was willing to be mekel. So you should look at the tshuva inside. Over there, I just don't have time. Over there, he was willing to be mekel. Rav Gedalia Dov Schwartz is mekel in general, not just in a shas l'chak situation. He says that we go based on a case-by-case situation. Even if you have a bezin where they're not makbid on kabbalas mitzvos, if you have this individual, this ger, is makbid and he's mekabel mitzvos, so then we would accept that bezin. And just to conclude, I'm doing this really fast. Maybe Rabbi Kluge will do with this. The Shach in Reish Tam Lachas Yod says that we need Maker Lechatchila, we need a Beis Din, even if it's regards to the Tfilas Nashim. For women, when they perform Tfilah, we also need a Beis Din. So there are various ways that we do this in the proper Tznius fashion. Some allowed the Dayanim to stand outside and just hear her go in, and they're essentially relying a little bit on the Tosus that says an Anasadi is sufficient. This is like an Anasadi that they did Tefillah with Shengeris because they don't see it, but they're just outside and they hear her going in. So that would be sufficient. Rav Moshe was a little specific about this. He was specific about this. And so the way we do it nowadays is either they do the Tefillah, they could wear very loose clothing where it wouldn't act as a chatzitza, so they wouldn't see anything. Even so, they wouldn't go. The bezin wouldn't go in until the woman's completely inside, up to her head. It's up to her head. That's when the bezin goes inside, and she could wear very loose clothing so that there are no chatzitzos, so the bezin doesn't see anything. She dunks her head in, the bezin leaves, and then she comes out. Or I think Rav Tendler has this idea to have it in a pretty dark room, have it in a very dark room where all they could see is recognize her face, have it in a dark room, and then she goes in. As she's in, again, the Beis Din leaves. The Beis Din never sees her going in or going out. They just see her while she's inside with her head above water. So those are the various ways that we deal with it nowadays. Okay.